It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
John Sally.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And this is one of those days for sports talk radio. I'll tell you that right now. We've got the 49ers coming off a win, Guru, over the Patriots, 30-13. We are at Chase Center for media day. The team will meet the media, then head to Hawaii for training camp. And there's word now that Farhan Zaidi's tenure may be coming to an end. I'm looking at Susan Slusser's tweet right now from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Wow.
And she's writing, it sounds as if the Giants are close to announcing a parting of the ways with Farhan Zaidi. We'll give you that news as soon as we get it, if we get it. But boy, we got a lot going on, and let's start with the San Francisco 49ers, Goo. They're 30-13 winners over the Patriots. Not a lot of drama in it. They were up most of the game. Pretty solid performance all the way around. But I guess they won't get a complete pass because it was the New England Patriots.
But I'll say this, Donnie, and good morning. We're here live from Chase Center. Another Warrior season upon us. That Farhan news has me fired up for Giant fans because I hope it happens. I don't want anybody to lose their job. But when you're not good at it, you got to go. But when you're 1-2 like the Niners were hosting the Pats, Donnie, look around the league. It's not about style points. Was that their best effort? No, but the defense showed the pulse. I saw Bosa. So at the end of the day, it's about survival. And through 4 games after this shellacking of the Pats, 30-13, Steiny, I'm in here feeling like, okay, Niners, you're 2-2. Now I am concerned about the ankle that is or belongs to Fred Warner. Nobody, and I know you're a worry wargu, but I am concerned about their arguably best defensive player on the team, not being available. But Steiny, they handle business, 6 sacks by the defense. They got after it. And another rat on the table early, brought to you by ATCO. I'm enjoying watching Brock Purdy play football. Steiny, we're watching him evolve right before our eyes with his legs, and it's like he listens to the show or the station. He is putting the emphasis on throwing the ball downfield, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have to break it down as simple as possible, I think he's been their best offensive player, and Fred Warner's been their best defensive player. But it is pretty interesting that he's just starting his second full year at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and there were a ton of questions about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been the player that's probably been their most consistent player. He has become, I think right now, somebody that many Niner fans can envision as being the quarterback for the foreseeable future. And that's something that, you know, a year or two ago, we were still questioning, But I just wonder how many questions any more can you have about Brock Purdy? He's gotten off to a great start this year. There's no sign really of regression. It feels like he's getting more comfortable back there, even when he gets flushed out of the pocket,
which is happening a lot.
And he just he got it done yesterday. Mason was solid. He spread the ball around to receivers, and I think it was the kind of game that 49er fans, I think, were looking to have after the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
All right, Jeff Passan reporting that the San Francisco Giants have fired Farhan Zaidi, their general manager, after 7 years. 7 years with the Giants. Farhan Zaidi has been fired, and I'm looking at it right now from Passan and Pavlovich. The Giants have parted ways with Farhan Zaidi and Buster Posey.
Wow.
Buster Posey is going to be the Giants' new president of baseball operations.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We were all kind of under the impression that, well, it might not be something Posey's interested in.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But clearly that's not the case. And man, if you're a Giants fan, you got to be excited about Buster Posey.
Yeah.
You're probably not excited about the decision that you knew was coming, but I think you have to be excited about Buster Posey. He's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants.
Steiny, and I'll say this for Giant fans, is October baseball postseason is upon us and they won't be participating, but I think we all can lick each other in the face and say the Farhan era was a failure, but the fact that you hand the baton to Buster Posey, one of your own, and I think of our own Bonte Hill, who a year ago was alluding to the Giants as an organization needed a guy like Buster. Would he be willing to do it? And now he's been named the president of baseball operations. So to me, I brought up the playoffs because it's almost like I would take that exchange rather than limp in as a wild card and you really don't got a shot. Now you got a guy that's done it 3 times, is a World Series champion. I mean, man, Giant fans got to feel like a change is here.
Yeah, they finished the season 80-82 yesterday, and a little controversy on the way out. Blake Snell chose not to pitch on Saturday. He said he didn't want to take the start because it didn't have any consequence, the game. He said if they would have been in playoff contention, or the team they were playing in playoff contention, he would have pitched, but he didn't. But that certainly pales in comparison to the news that we're hearing. Farhan Zaidi out as the San Francisco Giants general manager, and now Buster Posey is the what's the title exactly for
President
Buster?
President of Baseball Operations,
which is what Zaidi was.
Yeah.
President of Baseball Operations.
Wow, so, man. That's a big deal.
Yeah, now we got a lot to talk about today. We got the 49ers winning 30-13. They go to 2-2. We've got Farhan Zaidi being replaced by Buster Posey as the President of Baseball Operations.
Wow.
And we are at Chase Center right now, media day. We're going to talk to Mike Dunleavy. We'll talk to Kyle Anderson. We'll talk to Buddy Hield a little bit later. But the number is the number, ladies and gentlemen. 888-957-9570. Maybe I'll just start out by letting you guys steer the conversation. What do you want? You want 49er football, or you want what happened to the San Francisco Giants right now? Farhan Zaidi out. You know, Guru, it's just a, I think we all thought it might happen, but today's the day where the Giants are going to make a change at the top.
Now, would you tell me or any Giant fan out there to slow down if I'm putting at the doorstep of one Gerald Buster Posey the fact that now I feel like if they have a meeting with a possible free agent that the sales pitch will be better? It may not work, but I feel like it'll be better. And I talk about my trip and rendezvous to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame with Bonte this year, and I got to see Farhan in the room, and I was spying on him, and I just felt like, you know, there was no hustle to him. There was no, you know, there was no, what word am I looking for? Attraction, that magnetic personality. And now you got Buster Posey taking the job after, you know, being a father for the last couple of years, and obviously he's still going to do that. But now you got a salesman to sell a team that means everything to him. So, again, signing possible free agents, recruiting, selling the city instead of pointing out its flaws. I mean, that's got to be exciting right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Buster Posey, one of the greatest players in San Francisco Giants history, clearly. Many feel he's headed to the Hall of Fame. He is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. Farhan Zaidi's seven-year tenure comes to an end.
Yeah.
One postseason appearance for Farhan Zaidi and one 107-win year. But other than that, not a lot of success in the Farhan Zaidi era, and now Buster Posey takes over a team that quite frankly is
hemorrhaging.
I wouldn't say hemorrhaging.
Well, you haven't won a playoff series in a decade. From that standpoint, I would say hemorrhaging.
I mean, I just look at them as they've been a 500 team the last 2 years. There's been a lot of teams worse than them. They haven't been able to generate any excitement. And the reality now is it falls on Buster Posey to upgrade this team in whatever way he can. And I think you're right, though, Goo. People are going to want to see if he can come through and get this team a free agent, a big-name free agent.
How about Blake Snell right there? Is he going to remain in the Giant uniform? That might be his first project.
Now, call me crazy, but I don't think I want Blake Snell back.
Please explain, my Roxy Bernstein.
I mean, can you pitch for us? Can you pitch for us when it's your turn to pitch?
Well,
I mean, I know. I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well,
tell the people what we're talking about. He was scheduled to start Saturday, and he said the game had no meaning. So, had it had meaning, he would have been out there. But we can't ignore when he was out there how phenomenal he was in the second half. So, to me, if you think you're a player, Coffee is for closers, and Posey has some, Folgers? Yeah, that's the coffee moms and pops used to drink. So he's got a cup of that right now to make him a big glass of coffee. Stoney, can he live up to, man, getting some free agents here?
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to throw three topics out there right now. You want to talk 49ers, Patriots? We can do that. 49ers raised their record to 2-2 with a solid 30-13 win. Farhan Zaidi out as president of baseball operations for the Giants. And we are at Chase Center to start the Golden State Warriors season. 888-957-9570. Going to be a big sports day in the Bay. Don't spend it anywhere else. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.